We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Lee Edwards, chairman of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. On Tuesday, the foundation is launching a virtual museum to, in its words, remind future generations of the atrocities of communism. And Dr. Edwards, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you for asking me.
Tell our listeners a little bit how the idea for this museum got started and what it will feature.
Well, we felt that after we had dedicated the memorial to the victims of communism some 2 years ago, and even before that, as a matter of fact, that our job was not done, that particularly we had to educate young people about communism, its dangers, and, for example, why we fought the Korean War, why we fought the Vietnam War, and what we can do to make sure that this kind of a tyranny does not come back again to haunt the world. So to do that, we decided that we had to educate, and the best way to educate our young people, of course, is through the Internet. So that's why we created this Global Museum on Communism, which will have some, I think, some very exciting interactive features for our visitors and particularly for young people.
Well, it's obviously very important to remember critical portions of our history. What are you noticing about the younger generations who now have no personal memories of the Cold as part of the Cold War, and how they view that period in our history, if they view it at all?
Well, they don't. They just really have no idea whatsoever. And the problem, Greg, is that if they depend upon the history and the textbooks of today, they're not going to learn anything more about it. For example, the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary describes communism as a social system. And this is the dictionary that every student in high school or in college is using these days. No reference of the gulag, the purges, the Laogai, the 100 million victims. So there's a desperate need to educate and to fill this gap of information about the Cold War and about communism.
You mentioned that there'd be information on the Korean War, the Vietnam War. What type of virtual exhibits? How are you bringing this information in a way that's engaging as well as informative?
Well, we're having what we call country exhibits. So every country that suffered under communism and those which are still suffering under communism, like China and Cuba, Vietnam and North Korea, will have a separate exhibit with an essay about it, with biographical sketches about the villains and the heroes, a timeline, and also a place where they can go for more information. We also have what we call the Gallery of Heroes, in which you'll be actually visiting a virtual gallery in which the good guys, President Reagan, for example, President Truman, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Vaclav Havel, Lech Walesa, and all the others will be there with biographical information about them. Well, this is being, by the way, by using video and audio and posters and newspaper headlines and so forth. And then we also have what we call a Hall of Infamy, in which we'll focus on the bad guys, the hero, the villains, the dictators, the tyrants like Mao, Stalin, Lenin, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Mao, and so forth.
We're talking with Dr. Lee Edwards, chairman of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. One of the best things about this museum is that, of course, it's open all the time because it's online. Victimsofcommunism.org is the website, victimsofcommunism.org. And in addition to the online museum itself, Dr. Edwards, I know that you are presenting what's called the Truman Reagan Medal of Freedom to those who have championed liberty. And tell us a little bit about this year's recipients.
Well, 10 years ago, we initiated this by giving a medal, the Truman Reagan Medal of Freedom, to Elena Bonner, the widow of Andrei Sakharov. And we've continued that through the years of giving it to some of the outstanding heroes. I've already mentioned them, like President Havel, President Walesa, Senator Jesse Helms, Senator Joe Lieberman, and others as well, Bill Buckley, and so forth. This year, we're a bipartisan organization, Greg. I'm happy to say that we have the support of both Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives in this crusade, this to inform people about communism. So, we're going to be presenting an award to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. We're presenting an award posthumously to Jack Kemp, the former congressman and secretary of HUD, who was a vice presidential nominee, and to a really genuine hero from Romania, Bishop Laszlo Tokaj, who was the one who sparked the uprising in Romania some 20 years ago and brought down one of the worst tyrants of communism, Ceausescu.
Dr. Edwards, it's a fascinating museum, and as we'd mentioned earlier in the conversation, there's a whole new generation, if not two generations now, that need to know about what happened not that long ago. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, for asking me.
Dr. Lee Edwards is chairman of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Again, it's at victimsofcommunism.org. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.